Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined back with my illustrious co-host.
Yeah.
Incredible, sorry.
The incredible, the illustrious, Miss 100%.
Yeah. Y'all thought I was gone for good, but I'm back, bitches.
Welcome back. And if you want to holler at me and Miss 100%, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, to holler at my illustrious co-host, don't worry about me. I'm auxiliary. 646-929-2037. And, of course, we want you to social network with us. So if you want to hit me up on Twitter and Facebook, I'm Smooth Drama. My yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back. But, as always, I know, of course, you're not really trying to holler at me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host. Illustrious co-host, tell them where they can holler at you at.
Yeah, I know it's been a while. So just in case you guys forgot, you can email me directly, miss100% at yahoo.com, or catch up with me on Facebook, miss100%, or follow me on Twitter. I need somebody to tweet with me, to be my tweeting buddy, to break my tweeting virginity. I'm looking for somebody to help me out with that. So at 100%.
Somebody please break her off with a piece of that tweet bar.
Tweet, I'm still a Twitter virgin. I need somebody to tweet my Twitter for me.
Hey. You need somebody to tweet that Twitter.
That just sounds kind of weird, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go with it.
Add rap song waiting to happen.
Yeah. Don't steal my idea, bitches.
Well, speaking of stealing your ideas, we're gonna put it out there. Miss 100% now has a favorite drug dealer.
Yes.
If y'all don't know him, his name is Ray Woods. And I guess Ray Woods has entered into the Miss 100% Hall of Fame because he allegedly tied 89 bags of heroin and cocaine to his penis.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, 23-year-old Ray Woods, after a traffic stop in Folcroft, Pennsylvania.
Wait. You said 23? He only 23?
He got a long way to go.
That ain't even dropped yet.
Exactly. Well, obviously, he don't need his nuts to drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, anyway, I guess the police said they noticed a suspicious bulge in his pants. I'm like, well, first, these cops is dick watching.
They got to be.
Yeah, I don't think like you stop somebody and the first thing you do is like, damn, homie, you got a big ass bulge in your pants. What's up with that? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just.
If anything, you know, as a dude, I mean, you might see it because it's 89 bags of heroin, but, you know, it ain't something that you keep staring at as a straight man.
Well, no, this is while he's in the pants. He ain't even took his pants. They just noticed this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you see the bulge, and you know, as a man, you like, okay, I'm pretty sure it's noticeable, but what straight guy just keeps looking at another guy's package? Like, I wonder what's down. That's enough.
Yeah, his penis looks suspicious.
Wow. I bet you it do. 80-man bag tattoo. I mean, he ain't even a rat. You know, never mind.
They took him to the police station, and once they pulled down his pants, they said they found 41 bags of heroin and 48 bags of cocaine. And they said they tried to remove it, and I guess he just started peeing all over.
Wow. Okay, did they say his name?
Say whose name?
The suspect, the guy.
Yeah, said it was Ray Woods.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Ray Woods. Okay. Well, I'm just making sure because I'm going to be his pen pal. I'm going to be waiting. Okay. You need some money on your books, baby?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Rolling up to Pennsylvania. Here comes Miss 100%.
Yes, baby. Yes,
sir. I see what's happening. Yeah, anyway.
That's not an earthquake. That's just 100 having an orgasm. Yeah. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done.
All right. I see you working. But think, there are consequences for your actions. For example, in Munich, Germany, there's a man who allegedly had to flee to the police after his woman demanded too much sex. So, 100, if you out chasing them like that and you wearing them out, you might make them run to the cops.
You know what? That's just a chance I'm gonna have to take.
And what's funny is they were talking about it. There's a study out there, and I guess 12% of men aged 16 to 24 wanted sex less often.
What?
And I'm like, mind you, this was overseas, though. This was like in Australia and Germany, places like that. Because I don't think they asked me and the homies. I don't know anybody in between the ages of 16 and 24 that's like, hey, you know what, man? They got to get these girls up off of me. This, nah. 16
to 24 and they want it less?
Yeah, they want to work on their schoolwork.
Oh.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Wow, that's very surprising.
Yeah,
alarming.
Yeah, but these things are subjective because it's all in who you talking to. Because obviously they not talking to. I mean, if you brought that to the college campuses here in America,
yeah,
I'm guessing that the numbers it'd be like maybe 0%, 0.99%. Or
so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking. Even the nerds nowadays are like, yeah, I want it. And if they don't, well, that's more for everybody else.
I thought you knew nerds be getting it. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm thinking the part of the problem is nerds don't know how to hook up with each other. Because there are a lot of nerd females. And they don't congregate enough. I think that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Got to hook these nerds up together.
Yeah. Okay, let me stop thinking.
The smooth drama nerd fest.
Wow.
But what's crazy is, you know, we talk about the sex and whatnot, but I was reading that there's a Merck and Company, which is a pharmaceutical company. They have drugs for baldness and enlarged prostate. Unfortunately, these drugs come with sexual side effects that have been shown to continue after use of the medicine had stopped.
Wow.
Yeah, there's the drug Proscar, which treats the symptoms of enlarged prostate, and the hair loss treatment Propecia. Both these drugs have the ingredient finasteride, and I guess finasteride makes your shit not work.
What?
Yeah. So, and here's the thing. You get hair because you want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You want to seem appealing so you can get some.
True.
That's generally how it goes, right?
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, to think you're taking this drug, I'm going to get some hair, I'm going to be sexy, then your shit don't work. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of that going around. And like, take for instance, the blood pressure medicine. There's a blood pressure pill called Azor that it works really well, but there's one side effect. Now, we know that you take blood pressure medicine to keep blood pressure down so that you won't have bad kidneys, you know. But the side effect of Azor is kidney failure.
Okay. So I'm going to save my kidneys and have better lower blood pressure.
But still,
kidney at the same time.
Right. You still destroying your kidney.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the benefits don't match the side effects.
I don't get it. I'm thinking, what is the criteria for, you know, getting a drug approved these days? Because you hear all kinds of stuff like, you know what I'm saying, like black stool, anal bleeding, all kinds of stuff like that. And you're like, what the hell? Like, why? What's going on? And I think that's worth research.
Hold on. What's wrong with black stool?
Ugh. Need I say more? Yeah.
Oh, why are you discriminating against the black stool?
Okay.
as y'all know, we gonna move on from this
because
the ill factor then got a little too high. Tax day today. You know, that day that we bend over for Mr. Tax Man. He come in and tell us how much you owe after you've been paying all year. You owe a little bit more, homie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, some people look at it like, well, I get a refund. Like, no, you don't. You've been paying taxes all year.
You done paid this shit already.
You're
going to turn around and you're going to give it right back.
Right. They make you look like, oh, yeah, you're getting some money. No, you're not. You already put that shit in, I promise you.
You get nothing.
You just think, oh, yeah, I'm getting my refund. It's all. Nah, that's tomfoolery.
Right. Especially at the fact that the IRS can just automatically create something that you owe a bill for you, and there's no way for you to dispute it. It's like, you owe us $300. Why? Because 10 years ago, you didn't report that you made $300. So now, because you didn't pay it 10 years ago, we're adding a penalty to every month that you didn't pay those $300 that you didn't know that you were supposed to pay. Does that make sense?
Something like that. On that note, because we are not tax scholars, we gonna let KRS-One express our feelings about it. This is KRS-One. Who are the pimps?
Together you got to move, plumber, smooth, plumber.
All right, welcome back to School Drama with Big Hugger and me, Miss 100%. That was KRS-One. Who are the pimps? Give them that money, ho.
Kick that shit up.
Wow. Hey. That body, oh.
That's what it is. Kick it in. Don't need to ask no questions. Ain't nothing to talk about. You break bread, your ass is going to jail. That shit is so sincere.
For real.
Yeah, since what? There's a list of people. I mean, Wesley Snipes is locked up for that shit right now.
Yep.
And he's rich.
Bitch better have my money.
Right. Like, oh, you gonna talk about, oh yeah, you gonna get out and then you gonna pay? Nah.
Oh, it ain't gonna work like that, homie.
Yeah, you gotta break bread right now.
Yeah. They want the shit off the top, off rip. They ain't playing with you.
Yep. You ain't trying to hear nothing. Oh, what? Your manager stole your money and fucked you over?
Guess what? You about to get fucked again.
Yeah.
How it is.
Iron him.
Wow.
Yeah. So speaking of you going to jail, South Dakota prison inmate is suing the hospital where he was circumcised as a newborn, saying he only recently became aware that he'd been circumcised.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Dean Cochran, 28, is asking for $1,000 in compensatory and punitive damages. He's also asking in his lawsuit that his foreskin be restored in the hopes that I could feel whole again.
Hold on. Let's stop this madness. Let's stop the bullshit. I mean, because I just get so tired of hearing dumb shit. Okay, first of all, he's 28, you said?
Yeah.
So he's been looking at his dick 28 years, and he just now noticing that he was circumcised?
Well, I guess it was a comparative thing. I guess when you're in jail locked up, you have time to look at other people's penises. I'm
going to tell you one thing. He need to sit down and be quiet. And he only want $1,000, you said?
Hey, no, he actually wants his foreskin back.
But you said $1,000, so all he worried about is, what's it? You know what? Okay.
He wants some extra.
I mean, how is he going to get his foreskin back? What is he thinking?
I guess supposedly what's going to happen is if he wins, which I doubt, they would, I guess, take some skin from somewhere else. I hope he's got some extra, whatchamacallit.
But uncircumcised weenies don't look right. They look kind of nasty.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to go into detail because I was having a flashback about the wonder. Okay, we're going to leave that alone because that's nasty. But anyway.
Well, he obviously. I mean, the question is, is he right? Should he have the right to get his penis back? Because what he alleges is that there was a doctor who tricked his mother into agreeing to the procedure.
Well, sue his mother for being a dumbass.
I mean, because I've always wondered. I mean, it's more what I hear, more religious, practice than a necessary medical practice.
You know what? And that's the thing. It used to be more religious than medical, but now it's mostly medical because they're finding out a lot of things about men that are uncircumcised too. So, like, men that are uncircumcised are the largest carriers of sexually transmitted diseases.
So you're saying underneath that skin there's some cooties?
All that stuff, yeah. Oh yeah, just.
Yeah, that's just somebody who's nasty and washing their ass.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's straight up hygiene. I think uncircumcised or circumcised, if you don't wash your ass, you're going to have some germs.
Yeah.
That's just,
but because of all them, I mean, it's never mind. I can't go through this. That's what the report said, though, that...
No, I mean, is that too traumatic for you?
I just don't want to deal with that because I'm just, a girl. I'm just about to puke everywhere.
Oh, I just thought just penises had you flushed it.
I like uncircumcised penises. Big, small, skinny, fat. Don't matter. I love penis. Damn, are we still on air?
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway. Moving on from the penis. penis. Now that Miss 100 done got her flashback in. I hope that was titillating for you. People that, I mean, you were talking about cutting the bullshit. Now there's a couple. Josua Chinchilla and his fiance, Michelle Callahan. Miss Michelle Callan. Hopefully I said that right. They say that their home is inhabited by ghosts. And according to them and their two daughters moved into the rental home in New Jersey, and they said they haven't been able to sleep because they hearing bizarre sounds, seeing flickering lights, and even mysterious voices saying, "Let it burn." So I guess they decided to get out of there, and they're suing the landlord.
Wow.
And they say their lives would be in mortal danger. Cause they want their security deposit.
Hmm. Now that's very interesting though.
Yeah.
Because I guess it would just go to if a person believed in all that or if the landlord actually experienced it and knew that something was fishy, you know? But otherwise, I think they just going to have to either live with it or move the hell on.
Yeah, because the landlord is contending that they're just afraid of paying that rent.
That's what it is. That's the let it burn. They don't want to pay the rent.
Yeah, I mean,
they got buyer's remorse. Or
now they do have a few paranormal people, like the Shore Paranormal Research Society going on record saying that, yeah, this may not indicate an actual haunting, but there may be, you know, something going on. So, I mean, it remains to be seen. I guess it depends on what you believe in and how you believe. You know, of course, there are some people who don't believe in that and say that, oh, that's foolishness and y'all tripping. And then there's other folks who are like, yeah, but if you was going through it, you probably wouldn't say that. I guess it's an experience sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's going to be split right down the middle because, you know, you couldn't get people to believe shit if they saw it with their own eyes. You know that?
I believe in shit. I've seen a lot of shit in my life.
Okay.
I'm saying that shit is real.
True. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, shit is mad real.
Wow.
Ain't it? I mean, shit ain't real. I mean, we on something different.
You know, the shit that I done seen was pretty real.
Well, we just ain't got time for the shit. I mean, because you about to start grossing folks out. you was appalled by the black dude. So we not even gonna talk about you and the shit that you've seen.
Okay, we gonna leave that alone.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Now what I think it's some hate. You know that the president was down in Colombia, and they were in the middle of a negotiation with the Colombian government. I guess they got a picture of Hillary Clinton down there getting her party on. She was like dancing and little beer, and they was like, "Oh my God, it's so inappropriate that Hillary Clinton would have some fun."
You know what? I can't understand. You know, her husband was kicked out and he just didn't leave. And nobody was appalled by him getting head in the Oval Office. But she drinking a beer and having fun, which is a normal thing for a woman to do. And all of a sudden, it's a big fucking deal.
Well, what I'm saying is, isn't getting head normal?
Depends on who you talk to. Because for some people, it's not normal.
All right. Well, I'm asking the question because, I mean, I guess that was a big deal also. That, oh, my God, he got head just like with her. Oh, she had a good time. You know, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's the same thing as, you know, when Obama, when President Obama, you know, went on vacation to Hawaii, all of a sudden it's a big deal because he went on a vacation. We going through all this shit in this country, and he got the nerve to go on vacation? Wait a damn minute. You go on vacation?
Well, I mean, the people in Congress who were actually talking about it, they always on vacation. Like, okay, they can be on vacation, but he can't.
Right.
Which is funny because all of them are on vacation pretty much when they working. I need to work like them. It seems like the people who do less work get paid more, and the people who do more work get paid less. There's something wrong with that.
That's true.
Just fundamentally.
It's just something wrong when people have nothing else to talk about other than a person having fun. It's like, damn, you can't even enjoy your life.
Well, hey, that ain't nothing. I mean, you know what happened down there in Colombia. Also, the CIA, well, the Secret Service got in trouble because they had hookers.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yes. Oh, my God. They had their security clearance revoked, 11 agents and uniformed division personnel over alleged misbehavior. They had hookers. They had prostitutes.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess the Secret Service is not allowed to indulge in sexual activity.
You know what? I've been really been thinking about this whole prostitution thing. You know? Been thinking a lot about it. Because what exactly is prostitution? And then when you narrow it down, why is it illegal? I mean, different things can be viewed as prostitution. You got a wife, a woman that's married to a rich man, and she giving him head and giving him sex so that he can buy her nice things and give her money. I mean, if you're looking at prostitution as the exchange of sex for money, we all do it or have done it at some point in our lives, haven't we?
No.
I mean, somebody has gotten something after they had sex with somebody. Good, money, whatever, favors, you know? So why is it prostitution and why is it illegal?
What?
Or is it only illegal when it's not
sex? Yeah, I know that. I was focusing on the fact that they made a big deal that the Secret Service actually had sex. I'm like, I think that's cool. Because if they wasn't having sex, then I'd like, they got some problems.
I don't get it. I don't understand why sex is just blown so way or far out of proportion in this country. It's like,
yeah, well, supposedly there were 5 U.S. military service members who were also involved, meaning it was basically an orgy. And
orgy.
I'm thinking the people that called it in wasn't invited. They was pissed off. They said, what?
They got mad.
Yeah, they're like, hold on, they did what? This motherfucker didn't tell me, man. That's some bush. Man, look, I thought we was cool. Hold on. Let me report that.
About to drop a dash.
Yeah. Hold on. ABC News, come here. I got to holler at you, dog. These fools, you know, they had prostitutes, they had women, they had bitches everywhere. They ain't even invite me, man. That's some bullshit.
Usually that's what it is. The only time something is the cat is out of the bag is because of a hater that ran him out. That's normally what happens.
Well, the funny thing is they're like, oh, this is the worst scandal of the Secret Service ever. I'm like, well, haven't we had some presidential assassinations? I'm thinking that's a little bit worse. I mean, let me think. Y'all messed up so bad that Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy got killed. Or they got blowjobs.
But this is the worst.
They got blowjobs on the job. Oh my God. That's awful. Oh, those sass, they don't count.
Wow.
Don't mean nothing.
Wow. Anyway.
Exactly. I mean, and the funny thing is, the same congressmen and pundits, you know, they were all over that, but they weren't all over the Buffett rule, you know, which is the Senate voted on that. And they voted it down, where people earning $1 million a year or more were to pay at least 30% in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, was shot down.
Right.
You know, they said that there was no way that could prove that could generate money and help the country.
Okay, so if you can't prove it, then fucking put it to the test.
Well, see, then that means they would be voting against themselves. And
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're down for that. I mean, not that the fact that they did a poll and 72% of the people favored the bill, and I question that, because I'm like, who were the 28% that were against it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold on. And then, you know, you wonder. One, this gets voted down, you know, of course, rich people taxing themselves for the betterment of society. We know that's not going to happen. But the fact that they do a poll, they must have asked 28% rich people. I don't know any common dude to be like, yeah, as Warren Buffett was saying, he pay a lower tax rate than the secretary. I don't know no secretary would be like, The guy that pays me pays less than me.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
Yeah, just a little bit. But yeah. Hey, you know what do we know? We're not making sense that you want to pay more than the guy who has more money than you. What world are we living on when that's the reality?
And the thing is, you know, they put all the stuff in the news and make that a big headline, but of course this gets downplayed, you know. This
right.
is the key.
Yeah, that's not number one on the news.
Nah.
Hillary Clinton shaking her booty, that's number one. And the Secret Service and the fact that they wanted to get their dick sucked. That's big news. I'm like, homie, in my reality, that is not big news. I promise you. I don't know no guy that don't want it to happen.
I mean, people do it every day.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People do it every day. I'm not saying everybody do it, but, you know, every day, and I'm pretty sure every day in your neck of the woods, somebody is getting their doors blown. I'm pretty sure. I'm just saying.
I'm flashbacking. You know, you started talking about it. I'm like,
woo! Gracious.
Yeah.
I know.
All righty then. Ooh, it's hot.
email Deke some ice water.
Somebody, please shoot me some water. I need to cool down. Whew. And on that note, I want to give a shout out to my man Raj Hill, past guest on the show. His daughter received a full scholarship, basketball scholarship, athletic scholarship to the University of Colorado. Big shout out, Raj.
All right, little Raj. I don't know her name, but all right, congratulations, Mama.
Yeah, she's making
doing the damn thing.
Yeah, dunk on somebody.
That's right. Ass in the face. Thanks, Faith. Miss 100% staff.
Exactly. Okay. And on that note, we gonna go on break here, and we gonna play Mr. Hill's song, something that he's probably feeling right by now. Pride, but he meant it a little different in this song. Attacking fools that don't make sense. You know, it's just what we do here at Smooth Drama. And speaking of not making sense, police down in Georgia, in the town called Milledgeville, you already know, if it's a place called Milledgeville, real human beings should live there. The police down there were called to Creekside Elementary to assist with an unruly juvenile who had damaged other students' property, school property, and had injured the principal.
What the hell?
Yeah, I guess what happened was the student who is a 6-year-old.
Come on, man.
Yeah, a 6-year-old, she accidentally knocked over something in the principal's office. And it, I guess it touched the principal, and he couldn't, you know, he couldn't function.
Are you kidding me? And they called the police?
Yeah, they called the police, and they put handcuffs on a little girl.
Ooh-wee.
You know these kindergartners, they just way too violent and dangerous nowadays. So.
They just rough these days. I know. Just rough.
Yeah, it's gangster with it. You know, I'd see them little kindergartners and first graders, and I shake in my boots.
Yeah, me too.
You know, should I cross the street? Little thugs.
You know, this is not the first or the second or the third time that I've heard about little kids, like babies. Like, I call them babies, like 6-year-olds, 5-year-olds. Oh, they babies.
Right.
And so they are subject to getting out of control, especially when they're not getting their way or, you know, something like that. They just, it's called a temper tantrum. I thought that's what we called it when... Right. You know, when our little kids, you know, kids was little and they did, you throwing a temper tantrum. So now kids are being handcuffed and arrested for throwing a temper tantrum?
Pretty much, yeah.
And they need to go ahead and arrest most of these motherfuckers in Congress then, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they said they did it for the student safety as well as others because, as you know, 6-year-olds can cause a lot of damage.
Because she knocked something over.
Yeah, she was too violent.
She was a threat to the whole school because she knocked something over.
Yeah, and to make it worse, she was suspended and cannot return to school until August.
Oh my God. Wait a minute, it's April. Are you serious? Oh my God. They need to, the mama needs to get the hell out of that school. I'm sorry. That's just.
Well, I told you it was Milledgeville, Georgia. So, I mean, obviously in Milledgeville, Georgia, 6-year-olds, I mean, if they do that to 6-year-olds,
right.
10-year-olds ain't got a chance.
I got a public service announcement. If you live in or around Milledgeville, run, move class out. If you were thinking about visiting or moving to Milledgeville, go back to the drawing board, find some other place to move to or to vacation. Because nobody, no sane human being, should go to that place.
Well, you said vacation. I don't think anybody want vacation in Milledgeville.
You know, vacation.
Don't come up 100.
Just don't even go to the line. Don't go. To the city limits.
I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to the Bahamas. I want to go to Florida, Disneyland. No, let's go to Milledgeville.
Yeah, Milledgeville.
Yeah,
because you know little Johnny been out of control and they're putting him in his place in Milledgeville. So, yeah.
Not. Now, what's funny is the police in Milledgeville should have been out here in Stockton, California, because there was a priest of the Diocese of Stockton who was recently found guilty of 3 counts of child molestation and is under investigation for a separate alleged similar crime. He went back to Ireland.
So how did he get away? He just, nobody noticed that he come on, really?
Yeah, Father Michael Kelly, who served at St. Joachim Catholic Church in Lockford, he was found liable in civil trial on April 6th of 3 counts of child sex abuse involving the altar boy.
Wait, hold on, sorry to interrupt. You said found guilty?
Yeah. He was found guilty of 3 counts, and he was liable in the civil trial. Also.
So if he was found guilty of it, why wasn't he in prison? He didn't just flee. Somebody allowed him to walk away.
Yeah.
I think whoever found him guilty and didn't put him in prison, they should be held liable for anything that happens. If he molests another child, I think they should serve his punishment.
Now, I agree with you totally. I'm like, where are the police in the Milledgeville-type police treatment for people like that?
Right.
Because I don't hear no news about him being handcuffed and treated unfairly. See, once again, this is my gripe with the police in general. Y'all don't abuse the right people. Y'all abuse the wrong people. Obviously, this is a man who's screaming to be abused. He's an abuser. If anybody is going to get the police billy club come off the top rope, it's supposed to be Father Kelly.
Right. You're handcuffed a 6-year-old, but Trayvon Martin's killer was allowed to roam free for months. And they even knew that he was quote unquote missing. His family knew where he was. His family was harboring him, and none of them went to jail.
Yeah.
I thought it was against the law to harbor a fugitive, because after they put a warrant out for his arrest,
that he wasn't charged with nothing. So,
but they put a warrant out for his arrest because they wanted to bring him in.
But that was a societal formality. And see, this highlights an issue, because he wasn't charged with anything. It took public pressure for him to be charged, because
right.
It was a national outrage. This priest, who molested quite a few people, ruined quite a few lives also,
right,
allowed to leave the country. He's just gone.
Yes.
He's found guilty.
Like I said, just walked away.
Zimmerman ain't even been found guilty.
And he...
Right. This dude is guilty. Just walk off. No biggie. And it just goes to show you that the perception of a criminal, which is my thing, like there's this grandma in Oklahoma, end up being one of the biggest drug kingpins in Oklahoma.
An old white lady.
Yeah, old Darlene Mays.
Hmm.
Yeah, she had $15,000 bundles of cash stashed away, $276,000 in cash, and 4 pounds of pot. Not that that's a big drug dealer, but I'm focusing on the fact that she's an old white woman, and they're like, oh my God, she just looks like a regular old grandma. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like we all know the real criminals are the old white people.
Right. But young African-American males have been painted as the usual suspect.
Yeah.
What there is the old white women.
Well, well, normally it was the old white men.
Old white men, but the women was helping them too. I mean, come on, think about it.
Well, no, we're in the age of Aquarius now. Remember? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be heightened femininity now. So mm-hmm. Women have, you know, have moved up in the world.
If you can do, I can do better.
Exactly. Yeah, she done bust out like, hey, that used to be an old white man thing. Now,
right.
I'm the drug dealer. I'm the king pimp out here making it happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's something. Yeah, it's funny that perception. I mean, not too long ago, I remember reading the story where they found bodies in Ben Franklin's basement.
Wow.
Yeah, hundreds of bodies. Now, we'll say, oh, they came up with an excuse saying that, oh, it was his homie who was a doctor and they were doing examinations.
Really?
Yeah, the bones had been sawed through, and I guess it bore the marks of a scalpel. I say that why they don't think he's a serial killer. Like, serial killing is something that just started in, like, 1982?
Remember, he was, like, an inventor type scientist type dude. So, I'm pretty sure he didn't experiment on a lot of people.
Well, he's crazy. I mean, yeah. this is a guy, yeah, he was an inventor, but this is a guy that was flying a kite.
In a thunderstorm.
Right, with the metal on it, so he can get struck by lightning.
Right.
Yeah, and he was a heavy cocaine user. And as we all know, as Rick James once said, cocaine is a powerful drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in thinking, I mean, they're saying, oh, no, that was just, it was experimenting. But hundreds of bodies in anybody's basement, I don't know about anybody else, but that sounds like serial killer to me.
That's just wow.
I mean, if I'm gone and you find in my backyard that I have 23 bodies, you're not going to think, oh, he was just an experimenter. He was trying to better the human condition. You're going to say my ass is crazy. I was a serial killer.
Okay.
Last time I checked. I mean, that's the whole point. The crux of the argument is everybody is a criminal. You can't look at somebody and say, oh, no, they're not a criminal. You know, they got that airport law where, I guess, old people can get through without getting patted down. Hell no.
No, frisk they ass too.
Right, you frisk.
Because the story that I talked about the two old men that had all those bombs and was about to blow some shit up.
Right.
So that's what trips me out, because they want to profile some damn body. You can't profile anybody. Evil and criminal activity don't have a face to it. You can't put a face on it. And it's just like this commercial that I was with. It was stupid to me because you're just showing a woman about to buy some jewelry that's counterfeit from this guy. And they're like, well, if you buy counterfeit products, you are contributing to gang violence and child, what is it, labor laws and all this different kind of stuff. But I'm like, wait a minute. But what about Harry Winston, the company Harry Winston, that, you know, longtime diamond company, and how they got all of those diamonds? It was a lot of children getting kidnapped and women getting killed, their husbands being taken out of their homes and being forced to mine for diamonds.
Right.
And what about that?
Yeah, and that's the whole point. When they say counterfeit is basically saying, well, don't buy from the poor criminals. Buy from us rich criminals.
Basically.
There's nothing else that says that, except for yours is counterfeit because you're not rich as us.
Exactly.
Look, my brand name is more important than that brand name. And, I mean, it's basically saying, you are the one who ascribed the value. So if I think Ducci is more valuable than Gucci, that's what it is. I mean, to me, in my eyes, value is what we interpret it as, instead of letting people interpret what should be valuable to us. I think.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And we talk about perception. Perception should be what we, the common folk, put on it, not what they put on it. And on that note, we want to thank y'all for listening. Of course, I want to thank my illustrious co-host for coming back. And for my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. We are, of course, Smooth Drama. And we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.